I've never been married to you. So don't treat me like I'm your husband and that I'm going to do you the way your husband did you, your boyfriend did you. Because if you do, you're going to edit out everything in me that's unlike what you believe and pull out of me what it is you believe, or you're going to sabotage the relationship with me, get me out of your life so you can have a repeat of what you've had before. And this goes both ways. And this goes with your same sex lovers, different sex lovers, vegetable and human lover. I don't care about your form. Love doesn't have a form. Love just has a content. It's not a form. I like that. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So don't use your faithlessness against the truth, because the truth is calling you to salvation. The truth is calling you to peace. The truth is saying, I want you to come to peace. I want you to come to total fulfillment. I want you to have real happiness. I want you to have happiness that lasts. I want you to have safety. I want you to have peace. One of the reasons why I don't do big discussion analytical classes, and I'm glad that Aaron is doing something where people can sit down and do all that, is because I see my function as being a voice for the course and allowing people to just hear what it says. And that's why I do it this way. Because most of the time, it is so powerful when you let yourself hear what the course says that it blows your mind. You know, it's like just to hear it is awesome. You know, like just what we said today, you know. The reason you have faith is because there is something in you that's higher than you, that's walking with you in every situation. It wasn't your idea to even get on the path in the first place, to tell the truth about it. You're no longer wholly insane because you are beginning to believe you deserve to be happy, and you're going for the happiness, and you're beginning to question what you learned in the past. You know you're no longer alone, because if you just look around the room, you'll see other people that share your purpose. If you think you are alone, you must be having a dream, because it's obvious that you're not. You have now have set a purpose that you want to join. If you set a purpose that you want to join, then you immediately set yourself apart from loneliness, because the truth has come. Here's an example of it. You are not alone. Now, why doesn't that really excite us? Because you don't have a special relationship with the people. So we say we're not alone. Oh, yeah, right. Because it really don't matter unless you treat me special. I want you to treat me special. I want you to treat me give me a lot of personal attention. Now, when someone's giving me a lot of personal attention, now I don't feel alone. So do I really want to join, or do I just really want to be special? So if you say you want to experience your power, if you say you want to experience the truth, don't use your faithlessness against it, because the truth is saying, come on to your peace, come on to your love, come on to your prosperity, come on to your abundance, come on to your good, come on. And see, from the South, it's come on. See, in the South, you don't say, come on. If you want to go out with somebody, you say, come on, go with me. Come on, go with me. You don't waste time with spaces between words and stuff like that. We don't believe in that in the South. You know what I'm saying? So the mere fact that you think you're understanding what a black guy from the South is saying shows you that telepathy is true. You are totally reading minds here, because you know you don't understand me. So now we're going to go to conditions of peace, or cop. We're going to go to the cop. Okay, the conditions of peace. Now, what are the conditions of peace? We're ready to go there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what's the condition? Well, the holy instant is a happy instant. A happy instant is nothing more than a special case or an extreme example of what every situation is meant to be. If you're just happy in one instant, if you just feel good in one instant, if you just know your truth and you experience love in one instant, if you're having an instant of happiness, that's a special case. That's an extreme example of what every situation ought to be. Every instant ought to be a happy instant. So when you just have one instant of happiness, it's just a special case. It's just an extreme example of what every situation ought to be for you. Every situation ought to be safe for you. Every situation ought to be happy for you. Every situation ought to be abundant for you. If you have a special instant of happiness, you're just having an extreme example. You're just having a special case. You're just having the universe show you this is the way all your instants should feel. We have it reversed. If you have a happy instant, don't we see it as special?
Yeah.
Yeah, and a happy instant should be ordinary. A holy instant should be ordinary. It should be the way it is for us normally. I love that. That's what every situation is meant to be. So if you're wondering what every situation in your life is meant to be, it's meant to be happy. It's meant to be holy. It's meant to be innocent. It's meant to be loving. And the meaning that the Holy Spirit's purpose has given it is also given to every situation. So when you go into any situation and you want to have a new situation, when you go into any relationship and you want to have a new relationship, then it calls forth just the same suspension of faithlessness withheld and left unused. So I'm walking up on you and I want to have a new situation with you. I must suspend my faithlessness. I must withhold my faithlessness. I must not use my faithlessness. I might have doubts about you. I might have the suspicions about you, but what I'm going to do is not use it. I'm going to leave it unused so that faith can answer the call of truth, because I'm not answering the call of truth unless I realize that every instant is a new instant, and in this new instant I have a new opportunity to have a new situation and a new experience of happiness and truth.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying? I'm just repeating it. I'm just repeating what it's saying. So I come up to you and I have the same perception that I've had in the past, and I'm seeing you in terms of my past. Then I'm using the power of the present to recreate the past. I'm using the present moment to think about something from the past and to project it into the future. And the present moment is where all your divine power is located. All the power of God in us is located in the now, the right now. So if I don't use it now, I'm not using my power, because the past means gone and the future means not yet. I want love in the future. I want love in the not yet. I want abundance in the future. I want abundance in the not yet. I want success in the future. I want it in the not yet. I used to have a really happy relationship in the gone. I used to have money in the gone. You follow what I'm saying? So when you're focused on the gone, the past, you're focusing on something that doesn't exist. And when you focus on the future, you're focusing on something that doesn't exist. So when you're focusing on the past or the future, you're not really thinking at all. You already have that Zen mindless state. Because most people are focused on what isn't happening right now. So if I want to have the truth manifest in my life, I have to apply the truth right now. That means regardless of my fear, I communicate with you. Regardless of my fear, I want peace with you. Regardless of my fear, I will not attack you. Regardless of my fear, I'm going to support who you really are. If I'm ever going to practice this, I'm going to practice it now. You look like you're a different person, but I know we're united in oneness. And so I'm going to approach you like we're one, whether you believe we are or not. Because right now is the only time that I can experience my power, and my power comes from joining. And as soon as I see you as one with me, I tap into the power of God. Because God is not so stupid that God would let a lot of people who think they're separate have power. Because they wouldn't look out for each other, because they would think it was somebody else, and they would believe in competition, and they would think there's not enough. So when I don't want to use my power for the good of all, I have no real divine power manifested. Thank God. I'm glad you all don't have no power as long as you wouldn't treat me right. You ought to be glad that I wouldn't have no real power. Now, what's real power? The Course says real power is a power that doesn't end. A real power is a power that doesn't defend itself because it couldn't be threatened. So a real power doesn't oppose anything, because a real power knows nothing can hurt it because it's connected with everything. So as long as I don't want to love you all, I'll never create anything with you all that's permanent or will last. And that's why the things that human beings make end. Because they aren't made with love. That's why nothing we make lasts. That's how you can tell the difference between what a human